Welcome to 7-Minute Prayers, a production of ManInThePew.com. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and I'm excited to lead you into prayer today. This episode is Day 10 of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge, a journey toward greater gratefulness in our lives. You can get the details at ManInThePew.com/gratitude90. Today, we're going to look at four reasons to be grateful for God's creation. When you look at creation, what's your natural response? Do you find yourself grateful? For many, it leads to worship. The question is, whom or what do we worship? Some bow down and worship the trees, the moon, and the mountains. Others worship the science or the mystical force that created such beauty. And while it would be miraculous indeed to believe that atoms randomly arranged themselves into such beauty, I find it more logical to believe in the someone, that is God, who claims to have made the heaven, the earth, the mountains, and the seas. In fact, I'm with David on this one. When I look at the heavens in their splendor, I wonder, who am I that the God who created all things even thinks about me? See Psalm 8, verses 3 and 4. In reflecting on God's creation, I'd like to consider four ways that creation can inspire our gratitude. Number one, beauty inspires gratitude. I love sunsets and sunrises and beautiful mountain and ocean scenes, and I have numerous memories where a stunning scene developed that made it feel like time stood still. In fact, one specific memory dominates. I wish I would have had a camera to capture this. I was attending a retreat in Cannon Beach, Oregon, and the retreat center there sits right on the Pacific Ocean. The beach is surrounded by rugged rocks while still giving a clear view of the ocean, and on one particular night, I enjoyed a sunset that rivals all sunsets in my experience. It seemed to last over 30 minutes, with each minute revealing different hues and strokes of God's artistic genius. I was so moved, I started to dance and sing. You see, you need to understand something. While I am a professional musician, I am not a dancer. But I couldn't help myself. I was overcome with thankfulness to a God who made such beauty, who would pay attention to me. It caught me off guard. And while this happened nearly 30 years ago, I remember it like it was yesterday. Beauty has a way of doing that. But just like the sunset faded into memory, beauty fades. But it can have a lasting impact if the beauty points us to God and the gifts that He's poured out onto us. The second way that beauty works is outer beauty points to inner beauty. In 1 Peter chapter 3, Peter reminds us that our outer beauty never lasts, but inner beauty lasts forever. So if God is able to create such amazing beauty in creation, how much more can He create beauty in our hearts, minds, and souls? I was recently with our friend Leslie, and she served for decades as a covert missionary, but now she's fighting sickness. But even in her ailment, beauty shines through in her countenance. She exudes hope, gratitude, and faith. Those are things that sickness can't take away. She has learned to allow outer beauty to prompt her to focus on her inner beauty. And that's one of the benefits of learning the art of gratitude. Being grateful will create an inner beauty that can't be taken away from you. The third way that creation inspires our gratitude is creation leads to thankfulness for God's provision. Jesus taught us to look at the birds and the flowers as a reminder of God's care and provision. He said in Matthew 6, "If God can feed the birds and clothe the flowers in beauty, surely He can provide food and clothes for us. Worry will never yield a harvest, but gratitude and trust, they'll enable us to focus on what really matters." The fourth way that creation inspires our gratitude is it shows us God's attention to details. Have you ever worked with an artisan who doesn't paint or decorate the backside or the top side of a cabinet, thinking that no one will ever see it anyway? Well, that's not how God rolls. He pays attention to the smallest details, even if we never see it. Let's Take a couple examples. As we learn more and more about atoms and microns, we see the intricate detail of how God put together the universe. God did that long before we ever had microscopes powerful enough to notice. And the same is true about galaxies and outer space. The further we explore, the more we discover the amazing ways that God knit all of the universe together. So let's take it to a personal level. We continue to learn about the human body. Our brains are far more complex than the most powerful supercomputers ever designed. God knows precisely how our bodies are put together, and He can heal them. And while we often focus on the parts of our body that we don't like or don't work the way we wish they did, what if we spent time focused on how well our bodies do work? Well, in all of these ways, creation reminds us to thank God as the master artist. And creation reflects God's creative genius and the paradox that the all-powerful God loves us and He pays attention to every part of our lives. What a powerful reason to give thanks every single day. All right, I've got a challenge for you. I encourage you today to go for a walk or take a drive into creation. Even a nearby park will do. Allow your eyes to guide your prayers. Spend some time journaling or praying out loud as you notice the trees, the grass, the birds, the clouds, the insects, or whatever you see, and take time to be thankful for each thing that you see. But challenge yourself to think more deeply than you normally do. Here's an example. When you study a tree, think about how God waters it, feeds it, allows the seasons to grow it, and give it rest. Consider how it survives through windstorms, droughts, and the withering heat of summer. Thank God for the shade it provides, its beauty in spring and fall, and the way its wood can be used to build houses, furniture, and paper. Do you get the idea? One piece of creation can inspire our gratitude in so many ways if we allow our minds to be focused. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank You for placing me on the earth and surrounding me with daily prompts that point to You as the master artist. I agree with David that it's amazing that You notice me. When You're surrounded by such massive displays of beauty, the angels and the saints who've gone before me, thank You that You care for me, that You love me, and that You provide for me. Teach me, Lord, to be more grateful. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.